And we're back. We have the West playoff predictions for you, plus some NBA news with some firings. We're going to recap it all for you. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. You like my "and we're back"? Okay, West playoff predictions. This is really fun. The West playoff looks great. There's so many good teams. Any team could beat any team. Okay, let's start with the play-in like we did in the East. We have the Warriors at 7, Grizzlies at 8, Kings at 9, Mavericks at 10. Okay, Levy, let's just do it this way because you got a little confused last time. Kings, Mavericks, who's going to win?
That's difficult. I think Mavericks. I just think the Kings, I just don't think they have enough in the tank. Honestly,
I completely agree. Mavericks over Kings. Warriors, Grizzlies. Who do you got?
I was hearing some discussion online. I think it's Warriors, though.
Warriors. I would not be shocked if the Grizzlies won, but I would be shocked if the Warriors then lost to the Kings or Mavericks.
Well, it a little bit, I think, depends on Jimmy, obviously.
Jimmy got injured, right? Is that a serious injury?
They don't know. It looks like he...
Okay,
like,
assuming everyone's healthy, then I would assume like the Warriors would beat the Grizzlies, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Grizzlies beat the Warriors. I would be shocked if everyone's healthy that the Warriors lose to the Kings or Mavericks. They are better than them. That being said, Jimmy's hurt. You know, it's anyone's game because the Warriors were not good without Jimmy.
Jimmy is fine. In the end, I think that the Warriors are best bet to come out of this.
Okay, great. So we're not going to talk about the Thunder and Rockets versus wherever the 7 and 8 spot is because we won't know. We'll talk about that on a different podcast. Arguably the best matchup in the best playoff matchup, Lakers-Timberwolves. That is super fun. It's like we got LeBron and Luka. We got Gobert and Anthony Edwards. I just said Anthony Edwards' name first. But Anthony Edwards and Gobert. Throw in some Julius Randle, throw in some Austin Reeves, a little Dante DiVincenzo.
What, Naz Reid doesn't get any shine?
Sure, why not? Naz Reid, Jackson Hayes, whoever you want. Everyone deserves love. Dorian Finney-Smith, Rui Hachimura. What else you want? You want a little Rob Dillingham? How deep you want to go here? Anyway, I'm very excited about this series. I think the Knicks series is the best one, but that might be biased of me. This one is really exciting because... it's just so great to have LeBron again as like the top of the, you know, not top, he's the 3 seed, but just like LeBron playoffs is so fun. I'll never get tired of it. I grew up on it. When we were growing up, you pretty much knew LeBron was making the finals. There's still that energy of like, he could always be 4 rounds. Did you hear the Bill Simmons about the worst record you need to win it to make the finals? Yeah. This is a great stat. Let's see, this is a little math question for you. What is the worst record you need to make the finals?
Like in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm saying the worst record you could possibly have to make the finals in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, it's 3 games in each series, no?
Right, it's 12-9.
So the question is,
the Lakers go 12-9 in their next 21 games. And the answer feels like absolutely they can.
Yeah.
But like, then again, of course, you say the same thing about the Thunder and like, right, it's not that simple.
But
like,
no, but, I think that's, but it still speaks volumes.
Yeah. I'm saying when you just look at it that way, you're like, this Lakers team can definitely go 12-9 in their next 21 games. And I have Lakers in 7.
I don't think it's going to be that many. I think, first off, I'm so excited for the trash talk, dude. I think having Luka and Ant in a 7-game series against each other is just going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to, I think it'll be 6. I think some of the games will be close, but I think it's going to be Lakers in 6.
Another great playoff series, Nuggets-Clippers. This is really one of those, it's a dogfight. Like, you could tell me Clippers sweep, you could tell me Nuggets sweep, you could tell me Clippers in 6, Nuggets in 6, Clippers in 7, Nuggets in 7, both of them in 5, it wouldn't surprise me. Anything could happen this series.
It does. I think there's a lot of history between these two teams. Obviously, to me, this is the most exciting series.
Ooh,
in this
round. I like it.
It really could go any way, and it really comes down to like who's playing. Like we saw this incredible defense yesterday, right? But Jokic is a different kind of
guarding Jokic, Kawhi or Zubac.
I think it depends on where he lines up. Like I think that Ty Lue showed that
top of the key. Jokic is the top of the key.
Zubac.
Like it.
I think that you have Kawhi come in farther. You know how the Nuggets offense runs, but you still can't really stop Jokic. Like, it isn't like Steph last night, you know? Watching Steph try to run around picks, you know the ball's going to him. Steph has to hit these insane threes. It's Jokic. Like, he just makes it look so, so easy out there. And you can play perfect defense, and it's not going to matter if the Nuggets are doing what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So, and like, that's the beauty of the Nuggets, is that, to be honest with you, you don't really need a coach. You just need to be able to cut for Jokic. But it's such a toss-up this series. I'm being like, I really am so interested to see what happens.
My prediction, I have the Nuggets in six and Kawhi gets hurt.
Yeah, that's an important point.
I believe in Kawhi. I think I told you this, I think I texted this to you, that I think Kawhi, when healthy, is a top five player in the NBA. I have Jokic, I have Giannis, I have SGA, I have Luka, and then I have Kawhi fifth. Problem is, Kawhi is never healthy, and I don't think he'll stay healthy this playoff series. Okay, on to some NBA news. The Suns just fired Mike Budenholzer. This is now their third coach fired in three off seasons. And my question for you, I guess it would be, at what point do we stop blaming the coach and maybe start blaming the players? These Suns are a mess right now. If Mike Budenholzer decides not to pursue any other coaching opportunities, he will be paid $10 million a year from the Suns until 2029. He still has $40 million remaining on his contract. Are you serious? Come on, this is not Budenholzer's fault. The team stunk.
Right. I don't know at what point we started believing that it was the coach's fault this year, if I'm being honest with you. You know, like, it doesn't really make any sense what the Suns are doing.
Devin Booker has played for 10 NBA seasons, and he's had 7 NBA coaches.
He's also been through several iterations of what this team is. And all it showed me is that you're trying to make your cornerstone for your franchise from this bona fide third option, honestly. Like, you're not going to win a championship with Devin Booker as your number two, unfortunately, unless the number one is insane, like a Jokic. In my eyes, I just don't understand the KD next to another scorer. It really hasn't worked in many iterations. The Golden State Warriors one is a different animal altogether.
Well, I more blame the Suns than Booker. Like, I feel like Booker surrounded by the right team could be, you put Booker instead of Donovan Mitchell or SGA, like, maybe the Thunder don't have 67 wins, but I don't think they're like so much worse.
That his game is as complete as those other two players.
No, it's not. I'm not saying he's better. I'm saying I don't think they're so much worse. I still think they're favored to win the title if you just swap those guys. You swap Booker with Mitchell, you're now like, oh, Boston's going to win for sure. There's no chance. Or if you swap Booker with SGA, you're like, eh, you know what? Like, now the Thunder, anyone could take him. Like, I think there might be a little worse, but I don't think they're that much worse. I really like Devin Booker a lot.
We saw him in what should have been his primary scoring times. For some reason, they decided that it was more worth it. Like, I still don't get the DeAndre Ayton piece in all of this. I also still don't understand the trade. I don't understand them getting rid of Chris Paul. I understand you want to put KD with Devin Booker, but it was clearly a vast misunderstanding of, you know, team dynamic.
That's what I'm saying. It's front office. Everything you just said, it was a terrible front office decision and not a bad decision about trying to build around Devin Booker.
Right. But I think that this front office, like, I think it's furthering the point of the front office that I think that you're trying to build around a player that's not going to win you a championship.
No, I think they're just building the wrong team. Like, I think if they built the Cavs or the Thunder, it would be fine. But they built Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal. They didn't draft well. They're just a terrible front office. They're not a good... Yeah. Okay. On to something we could agree, probably. The Pelicans did a bad job with their front office. Can we agree that maybe building around Zion might have been smart if there was a bit of a better front office? Great firing. Since they drafted Zion, this front office has been a joke. They gave Dyson Daniels away, who's becoming one of the best defenders in the league. Speaking of Dyson Daniels, my guy, he officially averaged 3 steals a game, which hasn't happened since the 80s. Good job by him, and bad job by the Pelicans front office, who just gave him away. Threw him in for the DeJounte Murray trade. If right now you could offer me DeJounte Murray for Dyson Daniels, straight up, I would say no. And he was a throw-in. This was a great firing. No one would ever want to play for the Pelicans after watching what happened the last couple years. He is the second worst like front office guy in the league right now behind Nico Harrison, and great firing.
You've had so much talent go through this team. The number one weirdest part of it all is the fact that there have been leaks left and right about every single scenario of a Zion story since he got there. Mm-hmm. This team has just been run straight from the get-go into the ground. It's been very shameful. They have so much, every single season, there's so many players that are like young, raw talent to be interested in when it comes to the Pelicans. Yeah. And for whatever reason, not only can they not stay on the court, the vibes always look off. They just gave away Brandon Ingram, who they kept on the team for so long that ultimately, you know, they again traded for almost nothing. Like, I just have not, I have yet to understand exactly what the plan is. I think that it's been very obvious they have to trade Zion, especially now when he's had a healthy season. You have to try to get the most out of what you could receive for him. You got to try to see what you have, because you have some other really, really high quality talent. Trey Murphy III is awesome. He's an awesome player.
He could be good. Listen, every year, whenever someone's doing their like predictions about the season, they're like, don't be surprised the Pelicans are like a 2 seed.
Right.
Because they're like, because when Zion's right, he's amazing. Like Russillo always talks about how he loves Zion when he's right. Like, he's just really good. And they always have a good cast. Like,
right.
When you look at their team on paper, they don't look like the Wizards or the Nets, where you're like, is this a real NBA basketball team? You're just kind of like looking at it, you're like, how do they play so badly?
They have missed every single way to improve. It's really crazy.
Okay, before we finish off, do you want to guess, they just listed 30 minutes ago, so while you were doing this, the top selling NBA jerseys?
Well, that's a good question.
All right, ready? They got 1 through 15, so I'm going to let you... You can go family, like you just get any of the 15 and I'll allow it.
Okay, LeBron is there for sure.
We want to guess what number?
5.
3.
3, okay, good.
Dodgers is number one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Lakers, Dodgers is number one, and I love it.
Wild. So wild.
Sucks for the Mavs.
SGA's got to be up there. Maybe he's 4?
SGA is 9. OKC's a small market, my man.
Right. Jokic has also got to be up there.
Jokic is 10. Not a relatable player.
Wemby
is number 6.
Okay. Maybe KD is on there?
KD is number 13.
That's wild, actually. I'm missing number 2.
You're missing number 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, 11, 12, 14, 15.
Is Giannis on there? He's definitely on there.
Giannis is number 11.
What about Ant?
Ant is number 7.
Wow. This is kind of a crazy list. Steph, where's Steph?
Steph's number 2.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the big ones you're missing are 4 and 5. You're missing 4, 5, 8, 12, and 15. 12 is the biggest shocker.
Okay.
4, 5, 8, and 14, 15 are like, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it makes sense. It's not like surprising. 12 is like, dang, good for him.
4.
Mm-hmm.
4 and 5 you should be getting by now. Like, come on.
Probably. Come on. My brain is hurting from all of this.
I'm just going to do it for you. You ready?
Wait,
taking
on.
Too long. You should be getting all these players. Like,
Brunson's there.
Brunson's number 5. There you go.
Okay. What about Cade?
Cade is not on this list.
What about
First player you got wrong, by the way. That's your first bad guess.
What about Tatum?
Tatum's number 4. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Now you have 8, 12, 14, 15. I'm taking off 14 and 15 because I don't have strength for you to try to guess those guys. 14 is Devin Booker. 15 is Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Okay. Number 8 is someone you should have gotten. And number 12 is the shocker, who I don't think you're going to get. So you want to try to guess number 8?
Is it Mitchell?
No, it's Ja Morant.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not so surprising because everyone in Memphis is obsessed with him.
No, but come on. It's not like...
He's also relatable. He's young. He's small. I'm not surprised by that at all. Number 12, you ready for this? Number 12 is so cool.
Okay.
LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love it. People just love a hot shot guard.
Yeah. Well, he also was really high on I should have known because he was really high on the
Good call.
But notably, no Cavs, no Pacers, no Rockets. I mean, it's not so notable, but you know what I'm saying? Obviously no Clippers on that list.
Okay. All right, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, for producing. And I want to thank you for listening.